Welcome to the Catholic Single Mothers Podcast. We're a vibrant faith-based community called Momentum for single mothers. During our time together, we'll hear stories and messages of hope. If you're a single mother and want to learn more about our retreats, meetings, and activities, please visit MomentumMothers.org. We hope you enjoy this podcast.
Welcome to the Catholic Single Mothers Podcast for Momentum. My name is Rose. I'm part of the leadership team. Today we have Kara with us. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you so much for joining us for Momentum Podcast. This is an opportunity to look at the perspective of the child of a single mother and what the experience has been for you. So I have had the pleasure of getting to know Kara a bit through our single mother's retreat. Initially, I didn't know who she was, except that her mother was in attendance. And then she spent her time dedicated to taking care of the children during our retreat. And I was able to observe how the children were so drawn to her, even during periods of not when there's sessions at lunch, they'd all be gathered around her. And then the experience of hearing Kara sing at Adoration and Mass was so uplifting and demonstrated so much of her love of God. So Kara, let's start with getting to know you, your story, your family. What's your family make of? You have siblings and...
Yes, so I have one younger brother and it's just me and him.
So your parents, when did they separate? About what? How old were you?
They separated in 2006, so I would have been 8 years old.
What was that experience like for you at that time? Did you understand what was happening?
I did. I actually remember telling my mom that he wasn't going to come back, but that it was going to be okay. And I think it had been a while that there was a lot of tension between them. And it was hurting both my brother and I. And I think that time of separation when my father decided to leave, I think for him, it was the possibility of kind of relieving that tension, not only for him and my mom, but also for us. And though it was really difficult, I think at the time that it was the best decision that they had done, because my brother and I were suffering greatly with all of the anger and... I don't know, whatever was going on with them, I don't know. But from my perspective, it was kind of a relief. It was hard. And I remember experiencing it as my dad did it in front of us. And it was hard. It was hard for us. It was hard for my mom. And I remember my staircase at the house that we had kind of winded down. And I was in the corner with my brother, and I remember holding my brother and telling him, it's okay, I know it's sad, and I know daddy's leaving, but it's okay, we're gonna be okay. And I remember just holding him and being there for him, and I think that also solidified our bond. And it was, as much as it was an awful experience, it was also really beautiful, because in a way, I was able to, I guess, comprehend something that neither my brother nor my mother were comprehending at the time. And I was able just to comfort both of them.
It sounded like you were very prophetic. This is hard, but it's going to be okay. Like, where did that come from? What was that within you that knew that?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I just remember, maybe by the grace of God, I think it was just something that was...
So I guess it's a question, maybe we'll come back to this, because I've been thinking about... So the woman I see in front of me is a woman of faith. So can you tell me, like, as a child, like, where was the origin of your faith in your life?
Oh, I guess... It's always been there. We were brought up, in the church. Every Sunday we went to Mass. It was non-negotiable. Even if we didn't feel like going, we had to go. and we always went. We went as a family before. they split, but then eventually my mom continued to bring us every Sunday to Mass. And regardless, yeah. Or sometimes I'd go with my grandmother to the Italian church. So it was always a part of my life. And I think I had moments where I don't think I fully comprehended it, but I didn't understand my relationship with Jesus and what that really meant. And I think that's something that eventually I started to discover. And as I grew up, it came to be more important to me. But it's always been in my family, like going to church and being and having or knowing who God is.
Mm-hmm. So then it takes us back to that moment of when you said it's going to be okay. You said there was a thought that God will carry you through this somehow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. How much younger is your brother than you?
3.5 years.
Okay. So I guess the initial impact, your dad tells you this news, is it the relationship dissolved right away? And how did all of that, where you ended up with which parent, or I guess shared custody probably?
Yeah, it was shared. So we usually went to my dad's the Thursday to Saturday, and it was every week. But it was consistent like that for as long as I can remember, yeah.
Okay. So I guess as a single mother's podcast, I can see the beautiful connection you have with your mom. Like what was your relationship like after that that moment of separation?
Between my mom and I?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, I think it was difficult for her and me because I am a lot like my dad.
Okay.
And there are a lot of similarities.
Okay.
And I think for her, at the beginning, it was a source of tension because she would see me.
Reminders.
Yes, okay. It would be reminders. And so at first I found it difficult to kind of build a relationship with my mom because of that barrier. Mm-hmm. But I really wanted a relationship with her, and I felt like I didn't have the relationship that I wanted with her. But there were moments that we really did connect. And I think it's still like that today.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
You can butt heads.
Yes, we can butt heads, but we always come back together.
Yeah. You know, there's a foundation of love.
Yes. Where, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So for other single mothers who might be living this experience of shared custody, are there things from your perspective as a child that would help the children, like in our approach to our children, maybe for them to better understand, or
that's a good question.
Yeah, it's, and it's hard to think back to you're an adult thinking back to when you were 8, 9.
I think also every situation is different,
exactly. Yeah.
And it's hard to gauge what that child needs. I think the one thing that any child needs the most, no matter what's happening with their parents, is love. Just to know that they're loved by their father and by their mother, know that they're supported, and know that they can rely on them. And I think having that foundation, despite not being together, is something so crucial to their formative years, to any child. I mean, I can't speak for those who their parents get divorced or separated once they're older. Mm-hmm. I think it's a different situation. Yeah. But for younger children, just to know that they're loved is a really important thing.
So for the single mothers who have their children 3 days, 4 days a week, to use that time to build relationships.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
And connections of love as opposed to, I guess, keeping the battle going.
Yes, exactly. I think one thing that my parents did that I wouldn't do as a parent is to fight and argue and do all that stuff in front of your children. And I know sometimes it's hard because you're in the moment, or and whether your children are there. Maybe it doesn't matter to them, but I think seeing all the hurt and pain that they both are expressing and the hurt and pain that you're feeling as well as a child, it kind of gets amplified. And I know some children will say, oh, it's my fault. I never thought that, but it's not their fault. And I think it's so important to reiterate, if it does happen that they do fight, to reiterate to your children that, you know, it's not because of you and you, that you love them. And it's a situation between, you know, your father and I, or your mother and I. Right. And kind of to disassociate their struggle with the struggles and pains of their children.
So the first thing I think that you recommend is to avoid, if possible, those disputes in front of the kids. And then the second thing is to instill in their child that it's not to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I guess that wears away at you as well as the child. It becomes a source of pain for you when you see your parents dispute. So this went on after separation. Is when they were exchanging you guys that would happen? Or?
Yes, and okay. Even in communication with each
other. You could
hear
it on the phone.
It was, or, yeah.
Okay. So I see, when I see you at our retreats, you seem to have such a big heart. I know you're in the teaching profession. Is it to do with, is it specially for single parents of single parents, children of single parents? Or is it just, that's just the heart of who you are, I think. You love children.
Yeah, no, it's definitely the heart of who I am. I've always loved children. Even as a child myself, my grandmother said you would always, I had these little dolls,
okay,
and I would take care of them as okay. if they were actually mine. And okay. I think that sense of that maternal instinct was always there. And it was always something that I nurtured and that I just loved to do.
So. Yeah. So you can definitely see it as a gift to the children at Momentum. You make them each feel individual. You could see that, you know. So how did you get involved with Momentum Retreats? I don't know the story behind it.
Oh, I don't remember. I know that Talitha had reached out to me, and I don't remember how Talitha and I met, actually, okay. Or how we started.
Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, can you tell us a bit about your, like, where would Talitha have met you? Like, what is your ministry?
Probably at St. Ignatius.
Okay. That's a church in Montreal area.
That is a church in Montreal, yes.
And you're involved with a lot of ministry there, right?
Yeah, I was involved there in the music ministry and also the youth program that was there. Actually, I participated in the youth program and then became a leader eventually. And then I went on mission to St. Willibrord's in Verdun, which is another church in Montreal. And continued to do my ministry there. And then, yeah, I would have to say that was probably where I would have to have met Talitha. But anyways, she had reached out to me and I was really happy to take part. It was something that I think I've always wanted to help out, not necessarily single mothers, but to be part of something like that. I've never been part of anything like that in my youth. And I think there was always a part of me that was wondering, well, how do they do it? And what do single kids have that maybe is different? Or can I relate to them? And are there things that that we could do together? And those kinds of questions and things I've always asking myself as a child, never really had answered because I never had those opportunities. And so I was really happy to be able to participate when Talitha had brought it up, because I was like, wow, this is everything I always wanted. And just to know I'm not alone and that there are kids that are going through stuff. But I mean, just knowing that we also all share our love for God is something so beautiful. And something that every time I go to camp, it's an instant connection with the children, with the mothers. And it's just this shared kind of like
story,
love and story
yeah.
And it just comes together. And it's like one of the most beautiful things.
Are you saying that when you were growing up also, you were not as aware of other kids going through the story that you were going through?
Yeah, I think I was unaware, and also I thought it wasn't as prevalent.
Prevalent, yes. as it is, yeah.
As it is today. Yeah, so it was just something for me that...
So it's this hidden journey that you can be on as a child of a family that's in separation.
Yeah.
And you don't realize that, no, there are a lot of people living this. And that's the thing when you arrive at DV, you meet this pool of people that are living the same thing. So for your connection with the children, do you see something different in them, or do you see them like evolving during the weekend, spending time with them or opening up more? What is that experience like?
Oh, it's a beautiful experience. It's so nice to see how the first evening at camp on Friday is always getting to know each other and kind of figuring out, okay, which group of kids, I don't know, will kind of connect. And I think it's always a really beautiful moment of seeing them not really sure of each other. Usually they're quiet. It's kind of this observance, or a lot of them are very like introspective and cautious, and they're thinking. And then all of a sudden, by this second hour that we're there, it's complete friendship and love.
Fellowship, that's what you say.
Fellowship, yeah, it's beautiful. And it's something that every year is consistently, there's always this moment of coming together for the children. And it's just so nice to see that their hearts are there, and they're together.
Hungry.
And they're
hungry.
Yes.
Hungry for.
Yeah.
How many years have you been doing it? Helping out with the children?
Oh, I think my third year?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I think it's my third year.
So for the children that you've seen over the course of a few years, do you see a difference in them? Because it feels warmer and warmer. When I look over, it's like you guys are just connected, you know?
Yeah, I think it's because most of them do come back. So there's always this sense of, like, we've already had a relationship, and it kind of gets fortified every single year. And yeah.
So I guess I had a moment when I was talking to you about why you came to, what draws you to coming to Momentum Retreats, you know? And you surprised me with your answer. Do you remember what it was?
I think so, yeah.
Can you say it?
Yeah, well, I think initially I'd come from my mom. It was really hard for her to kind of do things for herself, and she constantly sacrificed herself for us. And I remember her friend telling her, oh, Clara, there's a camp for single mothers. And my mom would say, oh, no, I can't go. Like, I need to take care of my children. And I remember hearing that every year over and over again. And so when she finally went, and Talitha had also asked me if I wanted to participate, it was my chance for me to support her and to tell her it's okay. Like, you can do something for yourself, and like, your kids are fine. And so I went there to kind of support her and to kind of help her to be able to say, like, I can do something for myself, and I love my kids, but I also need this. And I think for her, even having me there I think helped her go as well.
Yeah, your mother's beaming when she looks at you, and in the prayer time, it's like, it's such a beautiful thing to witness, you know? So I think that's the heart of it, is you recognizing your mother's need to get a retreat, to get uplifted as well. So I think often the children see what their parents need, but we're so caught up as single moms trying to stay in this treadmill, we don't take time to breathe and to receive. And I think that's what I saw when you responded. It was such a heart of love for your mom. I don't know if you remember, you got really emotional.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it just really spoke to a lot of us there that children need us to be well also. Because they can tell, they can see that we're not taking care of ourselves. What a great example your mother gave, right? Yeah. And that you guys supported each other was beautiful.
Yeah. No, I think it's so important that, and I continue to tell her this every day, but if you're not healthy and you're not well, then how do you expect to help me or to raise me? And I mean, at this point now in my life, I'm on my own, and you know, I'm independent and I'm okay. But thinking back to when we were children, it was like you put so much of your energy and of yourself, your entire self, into us. And though it was beautiful and I felt supported and loved and I knew that you were there, at the same time, there's this part of me that felt bad and guilty and almost like a burden to her, because
she couldn't do anything.
I was taking so much of her and I couldn't give anything back to her. And though I tried to tell her, oh, mom, you should do this, you should go, and she just couldn't let herself do it.
So what's the message there for other mothers?
It's okay to take time for yourself, and it's okay to do something that doesn't involve your children. And I don't think it's selfish of them at all. And if anything, seeing you happy and seeing you healthy and seeing you thrive is what allows us children to be the same and to emulate that and to take that, you know.
So. Beautiful message. And so the heart of faith through this journey of broken family, of brokenness, of seeing each of your parents going through their journey, how has faith strengthened you or carried you through this journey of your life?
Oh, it strengthened me a lot. I think it's something that I don't know if, I think that without it, I don't know if I would have been the person I am today. And it was a huge part of me being able to be strong and to understand that God has a plan and God has a purpose for me. And that no matter what is going on around me and what other people are doing around me that are not necessarily good or
supporting,
and that God is there for me and that he's there and he knows that whatever is going on, that he is there for me and that he loves me and that I have a purpose and that I have love, and that even though I don't feel that by people around me, that I have his love, and that's greater love than anyone will ever give. So It is. It definitely is a beautiful gift.
And is that something that you bring in your ministry to the children too? Because it's like you spend time doing crafts and stuff, but you could tell there's also a spiritual element of care that you bring. I don't know if you realize also, though, that once you leave the activities and now you're leading us in adoration, all the kids are still around watching you. And that's an incredible example. You can just see their eyes are drawn to you, towards you doing the music ministry, and that just that relationship. They see who you are. They see who you go to get strength to. I don't know if you realize that, but I could see it in the camp, you know, when it's going on. So.
Yeah, no, I don't think I realize it. I think music ministry for me is something that I think is more than just a ministry for me. It's my time of prayer and my time that I really connect with God and
get fed
and get fed and strengthened by it. So sometimes I never notice when people look or when people are, like you said, you seeing the children drawn to me. It's not something I would pay attention to, just because I'm so absorbed by the Holy Spirit in that moment. And
that's not your motivation.
No,
your motivation is love, and what the fruit of it is. Kids being drawn to you, which is what it's supposed to be. It's not your objective to have them follow you, you know.
Yeah.
I was thinking, is there a message, like this is a podcast for the mothers, but is there a message that would encourage and give hope to children that are going through being raised by a single mother? Like if you could talk to yourself, sorry, when you were 8 or 9...
Oh.
You've kind of said it in a few different ways.
Yeah, I think just telling my younger self that I am loved by all those around me, but especially by God, and that eventually my journey and where I need to be will all fall in place. Like God, in God's time, everything comes together. And so I think just reassuring myself that I am loved and that I am supported and that I do have, you know, someone that I can rely on, I think that's the biggest thing that I would tell myself is just to hold on and to keep praying and knowing that eventually things will all fall into place, and that I think with God's love, anything is possible.
It is. It is. And so that's for the children. Is there a message of encouragement? Something that you would tell a single mother that you would have told your mom?
You're doing a great job. Yeah, I think single moms, well, I mean, from my experience with my mom, is that I am not a single mother, but they think that they're never doing enough, or that they're never doing a good job, or they're questioning whether they're doing a good job or whether they're giving enough to their children. And I think that just loving them is enough. No matter what you can, the limitations you have to provide for them, whatever it is that you think you cannot do for them, it doesn't matter. If they know that you love them and that you're there for them,
it's not as important, all those things we think we have to give.
Exactly. Yeah,
all the material things.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and we're coming to an end. Is there something else that's speaking to you in any way?
No, not particularly.
Okay. I don't know. Thank you so much today, because I think the insight that you gave about, you know, be kind to yourself too as moms, that you are doing the best you can, right? And that you're doing enough. I love that. So thank you so much for taking time today to share with us, for your service to Momentum. Such gratitude for your ministry of singing. Thank you, God, for your talents and for your life, that God may richly bless you in your life. Sometimes we ask at the end, is there one last message? But I think you kind of said it, but is there one last thought just for the Momentum mothers, like the ones you've met and the ones you haven't met?
I guess just to surrender yourself to God and give it up to God, no matter what you're going through or what you have on your heart. Don't keep it in, but give it up to the Lord, because it's through Him that you're strengthened and that anything is possible.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Kara.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for joining our podcast today. If you're a single mother and would like to know more information about Momentum, please visit our website at momentummothers.org. God bless, and see you next time on the Catholic Single Mothers podcast.